One of the biggest struggles that I know so many of us face as a mom with young kids is keeping the house tidy and clean. It is so easy to feel like a live-in maid when we're trying to keep up with the mess that these little people that we love so much make throughout the house all day long. And if you're anything like me, I am not a naturally organized person. I am not someone who just knows how to like create systems and be on top of things like that. And so one of the most helpful things for me in my journey of learning how to keep up with all the house stuff is hearing what other people do and then tailoring it to fit my family. So that's kind of what we're going to do today. I'm just going to give you a peek behind the curtain of what our weeks look like in the Griffith house these days and some of my systems that have really been tried and true for a while now to help me stay on top of things and not feel like a live-in maid and not feel like my full-time job is cleaning up after my family. So let's get into it today. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. So I want to start by just giving you kind of a clear idea and mental picture of what our days are like in this season, because as I'm sure you know, systems change depending on the season, and what works in one season doesn't always work in another season. So what I don't want you to do is leave here like discouraged and feeling like there's no way you could do these systems. I think they're really easy. I think they're really doable no matter the season, but I just want to give you a peek into what our life looks like so that you can then take what I'm sharing today and then tailor it to your family and the unique needs of your family. So our oldest is 4.5, our middle is 3 years old, and our youngest is 17 months old. So we don't have, you know, a newborn tiny baby. Our youngest is moving into toddlerhood, and our oldest is moving out of toddlerhood, which is so weird and awesome and fun, watching your kids grow up. It's kind of crazy, it's kind of fun, it's kind of sad all at the same time. My husband, Brian, he works from home, and I fit my work into pockets of time in the mornings and at nap times, and sometimes even in the evenings and on Saturdays. Like right now, I'm recording this on a Saturday. So we are doing, as far as homeschool or school goes, we are doing a very relaxed homeschool preschool this year. My oldest has a summer birthday, so I'm still undecided on whether he'll be going into kindergarten in the fall or whether we'll be doing another year of preschool. But we do a lot of play-based learning throughout the day. We do some curriculum a couple days a week thrown in here and there. So as you can kind of tell, most of our time is spent at home. My husband works from home, I homeschool, I work from home. We're home a lot. And, like I said earlier, remember that what works for us might not be a perfect fit for your family. And this is actually something that was really a game changer for me when I realized, like, I can hear something that somebody else shares, and I don't have to like carbon copy it. I can take it, evaluate it, try it out, and tweak it to work for my family. Because it's easy to, you know, hear somebody share something, you know, and a podcast episode like this where it's like, here's my systems, do this. Or it's easy to, you know, watch a YouTube video or see a mom on Instagram sharing her systems or how she keeps her house clean, or fill in the blank. It can apply to any area of life. It's easy to see someone share tips or how to, or here's what I do, and think that we can just copy exactly how they do it. But the reality is oftentimes it's not going to work exactly the same because all of our families are different. all of our families are unique. And so don't just take this and try to, you know, copy the exact routine. Maybe my exact routine and systems will work for you, but most likely you're going to need to make some tweaks. You know, when we try to take somebody else's systems and make it fit for our family, often it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, you know, like you gotta shave off some sides and make it fit for your family, because your family is unique, your family is different than mine, and your systems have got to be tailored to your family. So take my systems, get inspired, try things out, and then tweak them to fit your family. So now that I've kind of made that disclaimer and given you, that's kind of my, I guess secret sauce, if you want to call it something like that, my secret for creating systems for my family is I get inspired by other people, but then I give myself permission to make it my own. And I give myself permission to fail on some things. Like if I'm trying something out, I give myself permission to go, actually, I tried this for a couple weeks and this is not working. I am not doing it this way. I am going back to the drawing board. So that's kind of like, if you walk away with anything, I want you to walk away knowing that it's okay to try and fail. It's okay to tweak things and try things out. But that's the biggest key to creating systems that work for your home and work for keeping your home clean and things that you can stay on top of that. Because in the same way that all our families are unique, we also have different personalities. Like my personality is different than yours. What works for me isn't going to work for you always. So now that we have established that we are not going to try to carbon copy what I'm sharing, but we are going to take it, get inspired, try things, and then tweak it to fit your family, let's dive into sharing my systems. Now, I don't know if this is probably not every single thing that I do, but these are just the things that have really, really, really helped me, and I'm just going to share them one by one in no specific order. So the first one I want to share, and I think that I've talked about this before, but I am a firm believer in one load of laundry a day. One load a day keeps the laundry pile away. Say it with me. One load a day keeps the laundry pile away. I am not someone who wants to spend an entire day doing the family's laundry. And we are pretty, especially with the kids' clothes, we're pretty minimal. And so I don't even know if we, like, the kids have enough clothes to go a week between laundry sessions. So I am not a, you know, one day a week laundry person. We're not a one day a week laundry family. Like I am a one load a day. Like I just stick it in first thing in the morning. Usually by nap time, I'm able to fold it really quick. Or sometimes in the evening, like I just plop it on my bed. And then before I go to bed, fold it really quick. And doing that, it makes the loads a lot smaller. So they're way more easy to tackle, because I am very much like, if it's like this huge mountain, I will just throw it on the floor and avoid it. But if it's just like 10 articles of clothing, I'm like, okay, I can do this in 5 minutes. Like, this is really quick. And I'm much more likely to do it. So one load a day is something that I swear by. It makes laundry actually enjoyable. And it's like, I also love to, you know, listen to a podcast or music or, you know, watch my favorite show while doing it. So I can kind of have a stack of those fun things that I want to do while I'm just getting in that quick load of laundry folded and done for the day. And I do want to add, I was not always a one load of laundry a day person. Our family for a while it worked for us to do, you know, one day a week, and that worked, and it was like usually Saturday or Friday was the laundry day, and that worked really well for us. And then we had our third child, and it was like all of a sudden laundry was exploding out of our ears, and I had to find a new system. So like, I don't know what it was about adding a fifth person to our family, but it was like, okay, we cannot do this anymore. This does not work. Our days of one day a week laundry are good and gone, and we are entering into a new season. So that's just a great example of like the system that worked in one season. We found that it wasn't working anymore. We had to find a new system. And now I have found one load of laundry a day is awesome for us. So if you're not doing that, maybe try. If you're feeling overwhelmed and overloaded by laundry, maybe try just simplifying it to one load a day. And I don't usually let myself go more than that. Like, I just keep it at one because it feels so good when it's done and finished and folded and put away. So one load a day. I feel like I've talked about that probably way too long, but I guess you can see how passionate I am about my one load of laundry a day. The second system that I want to share with you is scheduling designated tidy times in my daily planner, whether it's a planner in my phone or paper planner. I kind of go back and forth, or even just like mentally knowing when are my tidy times throughout the day. Like, for example, after we finish breakfast and the kids are, ready for the day, usually in the morning, they're way more likely to play independently. So I try not to force them to transition. Like, if they're playing independently really well and they're not needing me, I do not force them to transition out of that and like, okay guys, it's time for school, put your toys away. Because that's the beauty of homeschool, is I can, you know, we can kind of go with the flow and change our schedule and change our plan. And so I really, especially in the morning, I really follow their lead and let them play as long as they are happy playing. And then once I notice things getting, like them starting to argue or things just getting a little bit out of hand, then we transition into homeschool. But I say all that to say, usually during that morning time when they're playing, I know that that's my time to tidy up the kitchen and, you know, tidy up the breakfast mess, clean, wipe down the table. That's usually when I go grab a load of laundry and start it in the washer. And same for throughout the day, like after lunch, before naps and rest time, they're usually kind of just hanging out, and that's when I know that I'm going to tidy from, you know, the morning mess so that I don't go into the afternoon with a mess. And so just knowing those tidy times, whether they're scheduled just kind of in my head or actually written down, I found that writing them down helps me more to stick to them, but sometimes I just don't get to it and it just stays in my head, which is okay too. But just knowing those tidy times throughout my day, and that way I don't feel like I'm constantly tidying, like especially with toys. I know that like I can leave these toys out, and because after lunch, we're going to tidy and I'm going to clean up all the toys and create a fresh environment for after naps and rest time. So I'm not like picking up toys all day long. I'm not, you know, picking up things all day long. I'm just waiting for those designated tidy times and being true to them. The next thing that I have, this is a new thing, but I've loved it so much, is I started doing more zone cleaning, which I basically have just accepted that my entire house is not going to be clean at the very same time very often. Like, so I am just focusing on one area per week. And that way, like, everything gets deep cleaned once a month, and that works for us. Maybe you're a twice a month person. Maybe you're a once a week person. I am not, but maybe you like have higher standards of cleanliness than I do. And so, you know, like zone one is all bathrooms. Zone two, which is week two, is kitchens and downstairs floors. Kitchens. I said kitchen. I have one kitchen, not multiple kitchens. I have one kitchen. Please hear me. Zone three, which is week three, is upstairs floors and bedrooms and all the things. And then zone four is bedding, all bedding. And that includes like throw blankets, throw pillows, everything, getting all those washed and cleaned. And that has worked really well. And I've really loved it. And it's been something that's easy for me to stick to. And that way I know that everything's getting deep cleaned once a month, and it's easier for me to just do a quick wipe down and do a quick tidy, like in the bathrooms and things like that, do a quick sweep or quick vacuum, in the daily, weekly, you know, pockets of my day, because I know that I have a designated time to do a deep cleaning. And that's usually Fridays is my deep cleaning day. And then the next thing, which kind of ties in with zone cleaning, is get the kids involved. So I think that we a lot of times really underestimate our kids' abilities, and we kind of can place our disdain for clinging onto them when they, like, they don't have that. That was a learned thing that we learned, and maybe we can change that for them, and we can make cleaning fun and enjoyable for them. Like, for me, on Fridays, me and Birdie, it's our, like, we do it together, and we get excited, and I, you know, Friday morning, I'm like, it's cleaning day, we're gonna have a cleaning party, you gonna help me? And she gets all excited, and she actually, this last Friday, she was, I can't remember what she was doing, but she was doing something else, and so I was just cleaning without her, and then she got upset, and she was like, I wanted to clean the toilet with you, and I was like, I'm so sorry, and so it's just, it's really, it makes it a lot more fun when you have a cleaning buddy, and it also holds me accountable because she's like, okay, let's clean. It's time to clean. I'm like, okay, let's do it. It's time. You're right. So getting the kids involved, whether it's things like that, you know, having them participate in the deep cleaning and the zone cleaning, or just teaching them to pick up their own mess and you know, clear their plates and clean up their food and put their toys away and things like that are... Kids do have morning chores every morning, and they take turns unloading the dishwasher, and they vacuum the rug, and there's a lot that kids can do, and they want to help. Like, they love to participate and be a part, so don't be afraid to get them involved. I would encourage you to get them involved, because it really takes a lot of the weight off of you if you know that they're capable and able to do things. And my 3 and 4 year old are able to wipe down a toilet and unload a dishwasher, and it's like I find myself thinking, like, wow, how good are they going to be at this when they're 10? Like, that's going to be game changing for me. So I'm trying to set myself up for success in the future and them up for success in the future to be a contributing member of the family, because I think a lot of times what happens is we let young kids slide and they don't have to do anything and they don't have any responsibility. And then all of a sudden they turn 10, 11, 12, they start getting into those later years. And it's like all of a sudden we're expecting them to do chores and help clean. And they're like, wait, why do I have to do this? Like, and they're struggling to take responsibility. And we are expecting them to, you know, contribute and be a part of the family. And we all carry the load, but that's not something that they have seen from the time that they were young. So if now, and when our kids are young, we can start showing them that we all contribute with the cleaning and we all live here and we all help out, that's going to carry into their, you know, teenage years, and they're going to continue to be helpers and contributors and really taking part in keeping up with the house. So getting the kids involved, it might take more time now, but you'll be thankful you did in the future. And then the last thing is not really a system, but it is kind of a system. And I just talked about this a few episodes back, but I use the 3 minute or 5 minute, whatever you want to do, rule when it comes to picking up and tidying. Like, if it only takes me 3 minutes, if it only takes me 5 minutes, then I'm just going to do it now. Instead of scrolling, I'm going to do it now. Like, can I gather up clothes and put them in the do a load of laundry? Can I quickly rinse these dishes that are in the sink and put them in the dishwasher? Like, that only takes me 2 minutes. And doing that throughout the day, using that rule, having that rule in the back of my mind throughout the day helps things to stay tidy, so that when it is time to do it actual clean, I'm not having to tidy and then clean, because the house is staying tidy because we're doing that throughout the day. And so, you know, at the end of the day, when it's time to wipe down counters and it's time to wipe down the table, it's time to do a quick spot vacuum or however you close out your day, I'm not having to spend 15, 20 minutes tidying up all the countertops and the toys on the floor and everything, because I've done that in 3 to 5 minute pockets throughout the entire day. So using that rule, if I can do it in under 5 minutes, I'm going to do it now, is really helpful for staying on top of things. So those are my systems. I hope that you, I hope that you heard something maybe new, or a new idea, or maybe a tweak on something that you do, that can help you, because having young kids in your house doesn't mean that your house needs to be a mess all the time. And it also doesn't mean that you have to be, like, overwhelmed by the mess. Utilizing your small pockets of your time to keep your home tidy and using kind of a zone cleaning schedule, using like time blocking, things like that. Those are all really helpful ways to stay on top of the mess and keep your home tidy. So I hope that these systems are helpful for you. I would love to know your systems for keeping your home clean because, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I am not a naturally organized person. I am not, these are all things that I've kind of taken from other people and gleaned and made them my own. And so I would love to hear your systems and routines. If you are not a part of our free Joy-Filled podcast community, please come join us and share your systems, post them in there. If you didn't hear the announcement last month, I think a few episodes back, we actually moved our free podcast community off of Facebook and onto a new platform. So if you haven't joined us in our new group, please go to the link in the show notes and join us there. We are not on Facebook anymore. So if you're trying to join the Facebook group or if you're in the Facebook group and you're wondering why we're not posting, it's because all the fun is happening over in our new platform. So head to the link in the show notes, join our free podcast community, and share your cleaning systems with us. I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister. I pray that you would just bless her and be with her as she cares for her home. God, I pray that she would remember the worth of her work in this season and that it is not wasted. This is not a wasted season. She is not wasting her purpose or wasting her calling by pouring herself into her home, but she is doing your work, the work that you have called her to. So I pray that you would bless her. I pray that you would renew her energy and her strength and her, that you would just give her a refreshing, Lord, that it would be out of the overflowing of her heart that she would care for her home and work on her home and work in her home as she's working for you, because we know that this, all the work that we do is for you. So we thank you, Lord. I pray blessing over her and her home and her children and her family. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.